Hi, I am Javilla, and I am the host of Less Stress Podcast. And today in this embodiment series, I wanted to share my own poem about grief and heartbreak. And this poem I wrote around a month ago, together with some afterthoughts. And since I've been truly meditating and contemplating on the grief and the heartbreak, and just feeling all these layers that it creates and how it ripples into our everyday life, sometimes without us realizing that. And I really, really wanted to support my grief and stay with it. And I think I will continue to do so that consciously. I am looking at myself as I am looking at the beloved that is inside and out. I am looking at the soft, beautiful curls that remind of the creativity and love I receive and I give. I am looking at myself and I realize that the process of love, of its giving, receiving, is a process that made my heart broken in thousands of pieces. And that process softens me, embraces, touches me from the inside, nurtures with air the beauty of seeing, the beauty of seeing the being. And I weep. I allow to weep, feeling it all, guiding me to the unseen thousands of broken pieces. Maybe some yet to break, I make to love them and keep them and weep of them. When I take my out breath, it whispers. It's delicate. I yearn to make space in this year for all these heartbroken pieces of me or just pieces, and make home for them. Let them speak, not harshly. They don't want that muscular quality. They want to be seen delicately, no grand maneuvers or presentations. It's all about bringing them to everyday moments, experiences. Let them talk in grace. Let them be the gentle guides, the creatures. No more keeping them tight in closets. And putting that outward and forward, choosing joy and optimism by stepping on them and leaving them breathless, like they are no more there. And if you just want to take a few deeper in-breaths and out-breaths together with me, place your hand on the heart and either out loud or in your mind whisper to it, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And just truly feel that importance of your inner intimate lover to be supported, to be seen, to be loved, to be soothed, to be taken care of, and not to be betrayed so often.